living in physical bodies. And we've been gifted with something called an intellect. And by learning to use the intellectual factors in our personality, we can tap into the higher side of our own nature and improve anything in our physical world. But you know, to the average person, that doesn't really make a whole lot of sense. And it may not make a whole lot of sense to you, as I just said it. But you're going to find as we go along with this, and as we keep working with this idea, it's going to make an awful lot of sense to you. Now, I have found when we start to study ourselves, there's only two points of reference we can go to. One is science, and the other is theology. There doesn't seem to be anywhere else to go. I have found that there are only six basic religions. Now, I spent quite a bit of time living and working in California. I think there's something like 4,000 religions in California, but everybody starts their own out there because there's tax breaks, you see. So, but you're still going to find there's just six basic religions, and they all teach us essentially the same thing. They teach us that we are non-physical beings. They may use a different word, but the concept is the same. Do you know, it's a strange thing. Most people don't even know much about their own religion, and yet they say mine's right and all the rest are wrong, and they don't even know what the others are. I have found that every one of them has the truth in it. We are non-physical beings. See, the truth is something like the center of town. Yet it really doesn't matter which side you approach it from. When you get there, you're in the same place. Now, the other area that we might want to look at is science. Science tells you your energy. As a matter of fact, a DuPont scientist many years ago said that the electrons and the atoms of your body contain a potential energy of more than 11 million kilowatt hours per pound. Do you know that there's enough potential energy locked up in that thing that you're sitting in that we call a body to light up this whole North American continent for nearly a week? And then you'll hear people say, I haven't got any energy. What a ridiculous statement. That's all we are, is a mass of energy. Do you know this thing you're living in vibrates? It glows. As a matter of fact, there is an aura of energy around your body. That is the cells leaving your body. Your body changes at the rate of about 50,000 cells per second. And as the cells leave the body, new ones are created. And you know you can photograph the energy leaving the body. Semyon Kerlian, way back in the early 30s, perfected a form of photography where he could take and photograph mass, and the rays of energy coming from the body would penetrate the camera, penetrate the film, and you'd actually catch it on the film. And you'd photograph the density and the color of it. I would imagine you're very familiar with this, are you, honey? That's right. And you know, as the image in a person's mind changes, the vibration of their body changes, and the density and the color of this energy changes, and changes dramatically. Do you know you've even got a mental faculty where you can start to feel that energy coming from a person, and you can determine the mood they're in very, very quickly. You can virtually read what's going on inside an individual. Now, as we study this, we're going to find that this side and this side is actually all hooked up. Think of this for a second. You see sitting here on the lectern a glass of water. Now, let's stop and think about this for a moment. We call that glass. It's actually energy. Because of the speed it's vibrating at, we call it glass. We call this water. That's what it is. It's water. But it's actually energy too. As a matter of fact, the ring that's hitting it is energy, and the finger that the ring is on is energy. Everything's energy. Everything vibrates at a different speed. But stay with me here for a moment. What we're talking about here is energy. Now, while the energy is in the vibratory rate it's in that glass, we're going to call it water. And we call it water because it's vibrating at a physical or a corporeal state. If you were to add heat to that energy that we call water, you wouldn't call it water anymore. Then you would change the terminology that you would use. It would be the same energy, but it would be moving faster in a higher speed of vibration. Then we would call it steam or vapor. And we would call the energy steam or vapor because it's not in a physical vibration. It's now moved into what we call an astral vibration. If we were to continue to add heat to that energy that we now call steam, you wouldn't call it steam any longer. You would call it air, ether, or gas. And that's because it's not in an astral vibration any longer. It's moved into now what we call an etheric vibration. But every level, it's the same energy. Now, as we take a look at this, we're going to let these lines represent levels of vibration, or, as we more commonly refer to them, as frequencies. And you know, each frequency